very definitely about its evolution. In fact, it's probably more secure now than it has been in a long time, because there is a fairly new community here of Irish who are really committed to Ards and to the Donegal scene, and we're very happy to be able to begin the process of thinking what the future might be and how we might cooperate more effectively with people in making the maximum use, not just of the resources that people have access to now, but all the hidden treasures that are around. I mean, our own sort of basic philosophy of life is one that is meditative or contemplative in direction, and the place is a sacred space here. There's no question at all about that. So that's one of the primary values that we hope to advance in the coming months, years, and into the next decade or whatever. But as well as that, then, while holding on to that commitment to having this as a sacred place, there are a number of other things that are also happening even right now at the present time, and we are decidedly interested in developing that, and maybe developing a museum that would take account of the long-term history since the 17th century of the families that have lived at Ards, as well as the extraordinary history of the Capuchins, because the Capuchins have gone from Ards to places as far away as South Africa, Zambia, New Zealand, Korea, and West America. So none of that at the present time is recorded.